Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I know why you're playing this. I wasn't quite ready for it, and I'm laughing. Have we ever played this? I don't think we ever played this on this show. We should do it more. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilios. We have our Eagles Mount Rushmores, including Brandon Graham. Hugh, why don't you tell everyone one more time your new Eagles Mount Rushmore? So I went with Dawkins, Foles, Kelsey, and BG. I etched out a new spot for Brandon Graham. He is on my Eagles Mount Rushmore. I know he's on yours, too. So you have
BG, mm-hmm. Bednarik, Reggie White, B-Dawk.
You really spanned the whole, thing. You went all over the place. Kyle, your Eagles Mount Rushmore updated involving now Brandon Graham.
Yeah, Brandon Graham's on it. Mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins has to be on it. I put Lane Johnson in place of Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, that Lane one's an interesting one.
And I put Jalen Hurts in place of Donovan McNabb.
I think of all of them so far today, yours might hold up the best. Like 5, 7, 10 years from now, Kyle's Mount Rushmore might be
Mount Rushmore of champions.
Well, that's true.
And yeah. Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, and Brian unfortunately. Dawkins. Yeah, but it's all right. I mean, it's okay to have someone represented on this franchise before 2017. I mean, there was a lot of football played before that. Your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us at 11. Excuse me, at 12. We'll get to the obviously Brandon Graham stuff. Elliot, with the video that came out yesterday, a lot of people giving Elliot a lot of credit for that hug to Brandon Graham.
It was crisp.
It was, I think most people weren't expecting
it
that.
It was impressive work.
Yeah, from Elliot. He did a good job. We'll have Elliot in studio. And in studio,
Garland
Elliot,
Hick.
At 12 today.
Eagle big time us?
No, he'll be here. And we'll also discuss with him some of the moves Eagles have made in free agency the last couple days, including Azeez Ojulari.
Azeez.
Is today the day? Is today the day that the Eagles Insider of the Year will be announced on the afternoon show? I think it's coming up.
I think
Elliott should be a lock.
Well, I saw a poll yesterday where he was not. People were voting not for Elliott. I think it's easy. Elliott hits this.
There's a tinge of Twitter bias against Elliott.
Well, I've noticed that.
If you leave it up to those voters,
that
hurts.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for me, Elliott has done a lot of big things for Insider of the Year this year, but he was on Azeez Ojulari weeks
from
ago.
From day one.
And they signed it. Elliott joins us coming up at noon, and we will get to something an ex-Sixer said about Daryl Morey here in a few minutes. First, though, your phone calls. Nate in Southwest Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Nate.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey,
what's
Nate.
Up, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, it was good meeting y'all, man, at the Chesapeake Inn a couple of months ago, bro. You know what I mean? It was good seeing y'all there, bro. So.
Yes, it was great meeting you there, Nate. Yeah, it's a great place. We enjoy going there.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, I love Lane Johnson. I mean, I really do. But in that spot, I would just probably put Jason Peters there. But the bodyguard was my man at left tackle, bro. You know what I'm saying? So. And I don't even think people even remember him anymore because you hear nobody talking about him. But he was a stellar tackle when he played deep. So, I mean, that's my pick for tech, for that spot over there. Like,
Nate, it's understandable. You know what I think hurts him, and it's not his fault, that he got hurt the Super Bowl year, right? He didn't get to play in the Super Bowl. I think if he had played in that game, their first Super Bowl championship, I think more people would talk about him and remember him that way.
Right. Yeah, you might be right there, Joe. I agree with that. But this is my take right there at the tackle position. And I'm a Lane fan, so don't get me wrong. But, BG has to go on my list because not only what he did to come back into his career, he also had what he had to do for this community, and he did a lot for it. So, Donovan McNabb is on there for sure, and then Brian Dawkins, bro. I can't leave those guys off it.
Well, especially Doc, because although he didn't win, he was an all-time player, and Nate, it's a good phone call, and he was the guy that, you know, the way people feel now about Kelce and BG, like their favorite player, like you see the jerseys, right? That was Doc during your era.
No doubt about it. He was the guy.
I mean, that he was, and. And he's
still a guy. Still see a lot of Dawkins.
He is, yep. Yeah. There are certain jerseys that if you have them, they stand the test of time. Dawkins stands the test of time. And I think the Kelces and the Lanes and the BGs. I compared earlier. It's wild that the Phillies did this 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and then the Eagles did it, right? Those teams found four pillars of their franchise pretty close in terms of when they drafted
close together,
them.
Close-knit group of guys, man.
Rollins, Hamels, Utley. And Howard, right? And then the Eagles pulled it off with BG and Kelce and Fletcher and Lane. I mean, it's pretty rare to find that many pillars in that short of a time, and those teams both did it. It's crazy. Tom and Wildwood's up. Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
All right. My Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Does it have to include Graham? Or
it does not. No, I mean, there's no rules.
It's your Mount Rushmore, man.
All right. Bednarik, Doc. I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to agree Lane Johnson's got to be on there. I think by the end of his career, Jalen Carter, for sure.
Well, talent-wise, he could be. But it's pretty early for Carter.
Already?
I'm just saying he's probably going to be better than Aaron Donald, the way he's going. And you're talking about the best defensive tackle in the 2010s.
Well, Donald was that. Tom, I think that I think Carter has all the potential in the world. That's a high bar. I know it's his list,
but it's bad.
He's got to stay healthy and he has to stay locked in. I mean, like I don't know if either of those things are going to happen. I hope they will, right? If he stays healthy and locked in, he could be a Hall of Famer. But we got to see it for a while now.
Right. I guess honestly, it's kind of the same thing with Barkley too. Like you could say Barkley could potentially be on there as well. But I don't know. That last spot, I might have to give to Brandon Graham just because of the strip sack in the Super Bowl.
See, that's a big one. You got that play. So no Donovan for you?
No Donovan. Not even close. He's probably like number four on my list of Eagles quarterbacks.
Oh, so behind Jalen, Foles, and who else?
Jaworski.
Donovan
maybe
behind
Vic.
Behind.
What?
I mean, hold on.
This is a disastrous Mount Rushmore.
It's his list, man.
We can't have Donovan behind all those people.
I mean, it's his list. I stopped
Boston,
paying attention when he started.
New England, who lost the Super Bowl, McNabb.
Well,
Jaworski won it, though.
Yeah, Jaws, I mean, how many picks did Jaws have in his Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it stopped making sense.
I think McNabb is about as good as Dak Prescott.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I mean, yeah.
I don't even care to know why he feels that way.
You got it. No, thank you, sir.
You're just gonna let him get away with this, Hugh.
Oh no. What can you say when somebody just says that and really no disrespect to Tom, but he ain't really backed it up with nothing. He talked about moments. Talking about who the defense lost for Donovan. I mean, man, listen, we can say that for every quarterback that's lost a game. That was one of the strong arguments for Josh Allen. When he didn't do well. I mean, come on, man. It happens. So, I mean, I didn't feel like engaging today, so he could have it.
One of the things that I think we lose when we do these, because like football is the one where the league and the game changes so much. Like, Hugh, if you look at Donovan's statistics, right, it doesn't blow you away.
Mm-mm.
But if you go back and just think about it, and you live this, you were part of it.
He was significant. To the success of his team.
Totally. And early in his career, until T.O. got here, he did not have significant weapons. And it's not a knock on those guys, but they just weren't that great.
He still figured out how to get it up. And, you know, it's another thing, man. It's like I respect everybody's opinion because we all don't think the same, and I don't think that we should. But it's like there's no need for me to communicate when it's obvious by your conversation about Donovan that you haven't axed the grind for whatever reason. Whatever reason you didn't like Donovan on a personal level, that's what that was.
Well, it seemed to me that he I'm just projecting, but I felt like he blamed him for you guys not
yes.
winning.
Yeah. I mean, and that's fine because a lot of people don't have the depth or the bandwidth to think past that, and that's cool. If you want to be stuck in that little bubble where you're hating on somebody because you felt it was all their fault, that's fine. But that's not the residential area that I choose to live in, Joe. And Donovan was a good quarterback for the era that he played in. And I saw firsthand what it was like. Y'all forget, I played with Rodney Peete, Bobby Hoeing, Coy Detmer. I played with all three of those cats my first year in Philadelphia. Donovan was a difference maker, whether you like it or not. Donovan was a difference maker. Donovan made this team better on a team that didn't have no offense when I got here. So, I mean, we can sit here and we can try to disparage him and talk bad about him all you want, but the bottom line is this. Donovan McNabb is one of the greatest quarterbacks in Eagles history. Whether he threw up in the Super Bowl or not, whether you like him or not, he was one of the greatest quarterbacks in Eagles history.
Yeah, look, I think as time goes on, Jalen Hurts is on pace now to be that. I mean, Jalen Hurts has already won one. He's been to two, and he puts up numbers, right? Like whether or not they're rushing touchdowns or pass touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is on the trajectory to be the best Eagles quarterback of all time.
No question.
And I think he's going to end up there. I mean, I actually, a few years ago, I said he is. Because I just felt
he don't have that far to go now.
No, he really doesn't
have that far to go.
I mean, and you can make the case he's already surpassed him because he's won and Donovan didn't win. But Donovan was an excellent player for a long time. Now, if you're talking about, like, who would you rather have for one game, because Foles had special clutch moments. Those, right. But, like, if it's about your resume and the full breadth of it, Donovan did a lot of good things here. 215-592-9494. All right. So we got a couple things to get to. One, we're going to get to this Daryl Morey thing, or at least what a former Sixer and a Philadelphia guy said. But, Hugh, you brought up Rodney Peete there. Did you see what Rodney Peete did this morning?
What did he do this morning?
So you know how the Major League Baseball season is opening in Japan?
Yeah, his son works for the Dodgers. I think his son got a ring with the Dodgers.
Well, that actually makes the whole thing that I saw this morning make more sense. So I was up early this morning, as I was yesterday. I was listening to the Dodgers and the Cubs, right? So the baseball season, a lot of people may have missed this because baseball does a terrible job of marketing themselves. The Major League Baseball season started
yesterday. Other day, yeah.
There's been two real games already. Dodgers are 2-0, at least I think. We started our meeting at 9. They were winning. I think they finished the game and won today. Yeah. So they're 2-0. They beat the Cubs both games. But Hugh, I saw a highlight this morning. Max Muncy, the third baseman for the Dodgers, he's trying to catch the ball, like, you know, by the crowd in foul territory by the third baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy in a Dodgers hoodie, reaches over like and takes the ball away from him. And I'm looking at the video, and I'm like, that guy looks familiar.
Rodney Peete.
It was Rodney Peete.
What are you doing, Petey?
Rodney Peete is in Japan, and he stole a foul ball from a Dodgers one. Do we have audio of this? Do they know who it is in the audience?
I don't think they, at least in the clip that I saw, they're not caught on to the fact that it's Rodney Peete.
All right, but let's listen to what happened. And the guy that took the ball is former Eagle quarterback Rodney Peete.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hugh, that's your guy. That's Rodney Peete stealing the baseball from a Dodger.
Yeah, he did wrong for that. He did wrong. No, but I remember, was it last year? Did they win last year?
Yes, they beat the Yankees.
Yeah, because I remember seeing a pitcher. I mean, you know, they starting to run together.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing his son. His son works for the Dodgers.
Well, now it makes more sense. He's in Japan.
Yeah, he's in Japan. I think they were visiting, because I think I saw that. I follow his wife so on Instagram, and I saw some of the pictures. So, yeah, he messed it up for everybody.
Yeah. When I saw the video, and I was like, that was funny. And then I saw that it was Roddy Peete. I was like, and then you brought him up randomly there. Chris in Coatesville's up. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's Chris. Up, what's up?
You hear me? Sorry, I'm at work.
Oh, we got you. Yep.
I wanted to comment on my Mount Rushmore, but I hear this talk about McNabb, and it still drives me crazy to this day because, I mean, I think what he did for this team with the weapons that he had, I mean, I think it's incredible. He's not on my Mount Rushmore, but, I mean, if Howie Roseman had McNabb and Andy Reid, I think we go 4 Super Bowls in a row there.
Well, you know, that's an – Chris, if they had
– we'd have had a receiver
right,
earlier.
If they had –
he got one of those.
If
quick.
They had this version of Howie putting the roster together for Andy and Donovan, yeah, I mean, as good as they were, as good as Hughes' teams were, they probably would have been even better.
Yeah, they gave T.O. one – I mean, they were on pace set records. So, yeah. You know, I mean, it was crazy. But I can't put Foles on mine just because I think there's something said about, you know, the grind of a full season. You know, and it just seemed like, you know, besides the 1 year with the Eagles when he had a 7, you know, touchdown pass, he really never had a season anywhere. And when he came in, even during, you know, that amazing run, which I think, you know, he was incredible, except for the first two games. The defense, I think, got him through that even. You know, it was a championship game in the Super Bowl where he, you know, shined the most.
Yeah, well, you're right. The Falcon game, he was very choppy. I mean, the first half, he wasn't good. And then right, the title game in the Super Bowl, he turned it on for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the only reason I can't put him on. And when I feel like a Philly, you know, Mount Rushmore, I don't even think it's so much that, you know, the stats have something to do with it, but I think it's the heart and, you know, all that comes along with it. You know, that's why McNabb can't go on mine. I just felt like he was, like, you know, kind of a goofball sometimes. You know, he just didn't connect. But guys that you've seen, like, gave their heart every week, like Dawkins, you know. I mean, he has to be on Trotter, you know. I think Trotter was one of the – When you and Trotter left, it killed me, by the way, for that year.
Oh, well, thank you.
That little break, that was one of my favorite defenses ever under Jim Johnson. But, yeah, my Mount Rushmore had to be, you know, Dawk. I can't put Reggie on there either because, you know, he went to Green Bay, and that's where, you know, he won at. But, yeah, it had to be Dawk, I think, as now – Yeah, well, I'm not having.
You got BG? You got BG on?
Yeah,
okay, my bad. BG, Jason Kelce.
Yeah, a little bit of a senior moment.
I'm at work, so I'm like out of breath.
So are we. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
But, but BG, and I think Lane is definitely going to be on there when he gets there. But I think that's the only reason McNabb came off for me because of the new guys, and I didn't get to see, like, the Becknerics and all them. But, yeah, BG definitely has to be on the list. I mean, just the energy that he brought, you know, it didn't matter if we were winning that season. You know, having a good game bag. He brought it every week.
Yeah, he was the heartbeat. Yeah, he was a heartbeat of this thing. And Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Personality heartbeat for a very, very long time. All right, before we go back to the phones here, can we hear this? So yesterday I saw this. So this is Marcus Morris, longtime NBA player. Ended up here for a little bit. He's been around the league, kind of like the one, you know, a tough guy role player, a Philadelphia guy also before he played here. He was on a podcast with Kevin O'Connor, basketball podcaster, and the subject of Daryl Morey came up. And I think this was kind of in reference to the AI thing last week that Daryl uses.
You mean Allen Iverson?
No. I mean,
that's what everybody else was thinking.
Yeah, no artificial intelligence to make decisions with basketball. So this was run by Marcus Morris, and listen to what he said. He went in on Morey here.
I'm curious, as a player, what were your thoughts on Daryl Morey's comments about using AI to assist in making decisions?
Man. Listen, and I'm going to just say this, and this will be the first time I ever said this. I don't trust Daryl Morey. I just don't trust him. I think he's thinking too far ahead of the way basketball needs to be played. He's trying to do a whole new team. He's trying to bring guys in. He's flipping them in and out, in and out, in and out. Does he even understand the dynamic of being in Philadelphia? What guys you need to play in Philadelphia? Like, understand how the team needs to gel first before you start talking about AI. What does AI do? Like, I understand the effects it can have on other, you know, other spots of maybe the offense, the numbers and things like that. But like telling you what guys you should choose or which guy fits what you're trying to do. What has he won? Like, he hasn't won in so long, right?
He's come close. He came close in Houston. They went to a game 7 against the amazing Warriors.
And then what happened to that team the next year?
They blew up.
you tell my guy, JH, that you're going to do something for him, a guy that you brought from all these teams, and then you don't like, the AI tell him not to pay James Harden?
Well, so that he mentioned at the end there, he referenced his name, but at first he called him JH. That's the second time that
James Harden,
the liar thing. Like, remember that whole thing with, he said Daryl Morey's a liar?
Yes, that holds weight. The one thing that I do know, the little bit that I do know about NBA players is word travels. And when you get called that,
yep,
hard to get a job. Daryl Morey has had a tough couple weeks, man.
I mean, he's bringing it on himself, though.
Again, and I hate to do this, but I think it needs to be said again. If I was at the PR, if I was there, mm-hmm. we would stave off all of this. None of this would have ever happened. My defining shining moment would have been when I took Marcus Hayes and Joel Embiid and I brought those two together, and we would have had none of this. We wouldn't have had the season that we had if I was the PR guy.
Wait, you think if you were the PR guy, they would have won more games?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
Not going to go that far. But it wouldn't be the storm that it is.
And it's a storm, yeah.
It's like we've gotten to the point with the Sixers where sympathy, empathy, mm-hmm. which one fits in this situation?
I don't have either.
Well, it's like you're irrelevant.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because
apathy.
Apathy, that's apathy. The word I'm looking for. Apathy. Okay, apathy. Okay.
Oh, there's apathy, yeah.
Yeah, it's because we're sitting here. Normally, this would be the bridge between baseball season and football season.
Yeah, well, usually we do a lot of bridges.
It's the bridge. Dude, I've gotten to the point now where it's like, oh, the Sixers the plan? How much do I really want to waste my time? Because that's basically what it is. It's a time waster.
Yes.
Like, can I watch paint dry?
Paint dry. Count me in.
But like I said, if I was the PR guy, I'd have fixed all of this. I'd have fixed this.
Hugh thinking he could have fixed the season by being the PR guy.
No, this has to stop.
No,
the whole PR
it's the
guy
truth.
Thing.
It's the truth. Listen.
No, it's not.
I have a gift.
Uh-huh.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I get it out before you start laughing? I have a gift. And I'm willing to share for a small fee. I'm trying to build this barn, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build this barn.
You were the bad assetter for 1 year.
No, I'm just
saying.
And
you fought your teammate.
That disqualifies you from any PR jobs.
That was speculation. Nobody has footage.
Speculation.
It was speculation.
It's talked about for 20 years.
This story has meandered and changed so many times, man. You don't know who to believe. Believe me when I tell you that it wasn't what it was built. Mm. But back to this Sixers PR job. I'm not trying to take anybody's job, but it's obvious that there's some help that needs to be
had.
Well,
that's true. Yeah,
there's some help.
Yeah,
if you want to work together, I don't even know who the PR person is for the Sixers. But if y'all willing to work together, I'll carve away some time from my radio gig to help y'all out. What can we do? Wednesdays and Fridays.
You do it at your schedule.
Well.
Well, you're asking me when you can leave. You're saying,
"Well, I'm committed to the radio."
Well, you're done at 2 o'clock. You got time.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just like if y'all want me to be there early for press conference and stuff, probably won't be able to make those.
Well,
but
they'll do it on your schedule
for the big decisions.
Yeah,
like who told on Joel Embiid that he didn't find out yet in the locker room? I could put that to bed.
Yeah, should the team president tell everyone he uses artificial intelligence?
No, he would have been better off when he told that story. Because initially, I'm not going to lie, everybody had to be thinking Allen Iverson. Because when he said we use AI,
Everybody's like, wait a minute, Allen Iverson?
Well, maybe, but they are at the Sloan Analytics Conference. I'm not sure Allen Iverson has brought up a lot at Sloan.
They were like, you had the answer? The answer helping out with the team? All right. You should have said that.
Clap. No. All right. We got one more from Marcus Morris as he goes in on Daryl Morey. Let's hear Marcus here.
Ultimately, I think the Sixers are in a position where they need to reevaluate everything.
They just did that last year. They reevaluated everything. And
changed the whole roster.
I'm from Philadelphia. So I keep an eye on it, right? Like I had a chance to play there. I played there last year. Even with myself, I was playing really good basketball, and he traded me for a bag of chips. I'm just like,
what kind of chips?
Lay's, Fritos. It was just like literally a bag of chips, and I'm like, motherfucker, like what? I need to do to play on this team, to play well, to gel with Joel, to be a guy that's in the city that's like helping the team?
Yeah, like because you're anti AI and analytics,
man. That's the bull. I'm talking about. And not only did he trade me, he trades Patrick Beverly, his own guy. You feel what I'm saying? That's playing really well. That's really helped the team when Embiid went down. When Embiid was there, we were top five in the NBA, right? I just like some of the things that I think that he does is like it doesn't have anything to do with basketball. It's like his own values of how he think a team should be constructed or ran or it's mind-boggling. I just don't understand it.
I need more from Marcus Morris on he that was electric. I mean, you know what? And he's been around the league a long time. He's been on winning teams. I mean, he's basically saying the guy doesn't know what he's doing here, which this season is testament to. 215-592-9494. Yeah, it's not good for Morris. I think he's not long for here after this season. All right, on the other side, Elliot will join us. We'll talk about his moment yesterday with BG, the retirement, the Ojulari signing, and more. That's all coming up. Elliot Shore Parks in studio next. Your phone calls as well on BG and your Eagles' Mount Rushmore on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon. Well, bacon and the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We know we do the bacon. We're going to do some chorizo. Had some of that chorizo the other day. That's pretty good. Now, that's the spring that I'm talking about right there. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.